Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. Queensland's Peak Social Service Group has slammed the disbanding of the Youth Justice Select Committee, labelling it shameful. It follows a motion being moved in State Parliament just 8 months after the group's establishment. QCOS CEO Amy McVee says this was a disappointing yet predictable outcome.
This was a political manoeuvre. We shouldn't need to rely on a parliamentary committee to provide us with a pathway forward. We have in a well-functioning government, there should be work done by government to develop a youth justice strategy.
Meanwhile, you're within your rights to express frustration over escalating youth crime, but vigilante behaviour will not be condoned or tolerated. That comes from the Queensland Police as members of the public have taken to social media threatening to take matters into their own hands. QPS say youth crime is a complex and multifaceted issue and we need to tackle it from every angle, but any action from the public is extremely dangerous and can result in further harm. Impressive youths across southern Queensland will tonight be recognised for their positive contributions to the state at the 2024 Young Achiever Awards kicking off in Brisbane. From Toowoomba, Ali Zlata, Edward Ross, Joshua Mitchell and Prince Lowe have all been nominated. There's also Ebony Benny Nielsen from Kingaroy. Benny's an ambassador for females in motorsport, setting an excellent example through her achievements as a rider and a coach in off-road dirt biking and enduro. To sport now, and Will Brown has been blown away by the welcome in New Zealand as he's headed over for the Taupo Super 400. The Toowoomba Racing superstar is leading the Supercar Championship at the moment, with teammate Brock Feeney 17 points behind. Will says thousands of people line the streets of the Taupo CBD for the supercar's first ever visit to the area.
The amount of people on the street coming into town I've never really seen that probably since doing anything around Bathurst. So everyone, it shows really that we need to get here to New Zealand, do some racing and do some maybe back-to-back weekends as well. So we'll see how we go.